Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday. Trying to help you move Tuesday on into Wednesday. Shout outs to everybody working, folks on the road. People at home, people trying to get a little bit of an escape from reality. I'm going to try to bring you reality, but I'm going to try to bring you some enjoyment and some entertainment. I'm going to be rocking here for the next 3 hours. I get started every single weeknight, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can find me online, all my social media accounts, JR Sport Brief. Pick one, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Don't you move, because in 40 minutes, we spent the first hour talking about the Florida Marlins, the Miami Marlins. They're pretty unwatchable anyway. And for the next week, we really won't see them because, unfortunately, about 19 to 20 members of their staff, their team, staff members, etc., have tested positive for COVID-19. And it's now been reported, allegedly, that, maybe one player went out and decided to go out on the town in Atlanta, Georgia. And boom, COVID-19 all over the team. Yankees affected, Orioles affected, Yankees affected. Major League Baseball is trying to figure things out as they move forward. The NFL, they're in a different space right now. The NFL has basically started training camp. Players have started to arrive, get tested. They've started their virtual meetings. This is what it's going to be for the next week before they move on to strength and conditioning. And in 3 weeks, in about 2.5 weeks, we move towards actually putting pads on these guys and seeing what they have out on the field. And it's a big difference. There's multiples of a difference between Major League Baseball and the NFL. We're going to go from approximately 25 to 30 players now to damn near 80 and 90. And if we have one Miami Marlin who decides, you know what, I need to step out and see what Atlanta's about, what is this going to be for individual NFL players from city to city? Can we be confident that we're going to have a completed NFL season? Okay, these are all things we're going to talk about and discuss this hour. We have some NBA talk coming on later on in the show. LeBron James says, I am not going to be going blank on social media, especially with everything going on in the world. Patrick Mahomes has an ownership stake now in the Kansas City Royals, so we will discuss and talk about that. And in about 40 minutes from now, we're going to talk to someone who used to wreck quarterbacks in the NFL, all-pro, pro bowler. He's now a host on our affiliate 92.9 A Game in Atlanta, Georgia. He hosts in the mornings with John Fricke. His name is Hugh Douglas. We'll be talking to Hugh on his thoughts on the NFL season. Will it go down? Will it be safe? What's the quality of play? How college football will be affected? So don't you go anywhere, because in 40 minutes, we're going to talk to Hugh Douglas about everything going on in the NFL. And right now, I want to tell you about some of the players that have been affected. The NFL has a lot to worry about, but we do have a caller who's been waiting patiently on the line. This is your show. 855-212-4CBS is the number. It's sponsored by Geico. Right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Let's go to Madison, Wisconsin. We got Jackson on the line. Jackson, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What is on your mind this wonderful Tuesday evening?
My man, I appreciate you having me on here.
No doubt.
I'm in the middle of a long road trip heading back, and I'm listening to you talk about this type of stuff, and it seems like every 5 to 10 minutes there's a new update coming out about who's checking in, who's checking out.
Right.
I'm a big Chicago Bears fan, and I saw how Eddie Goldman today opted out, and it didn't hit home until that. Say, hey, this is one of my players, and I had to think about, is this something that we as fans, how should we feel about this? And you know what? I feel good. They should be able to make those decisions. It just makes it feel weird. I'm all about having live sports and things like this, but the magnitude of what these opt-outs are coming in at, it's got me a little worried. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think that the amount of opt-outs that are coming in right now, is this gonna become a trend? And what are we gonna be watching in the fall?
Oh, well, I must tell you, and thank you, Jackson, for calling up. Please be safe on the road. I don't think it's a matter of a trend. I think this is a matter of reality. I mean, we've seen the slate of NFL players that have decided to opt out this season, whether it be for contractual reasons, whether it be because of health issues or reasons, whether it's personal or it's someone at home. You know, this is the reality of what we have to deal with. How many of you right now, how many of you listening to me, hearing the sound of my voice, have had to make a tough decision as to whether or not you are going to go to work because of your own age, your own health issues or problems, someone who you care about, whether they're at home or whether they're across the road or miles and miles away? Why would it be any different for an NFL player? I mean, we've had folks, Khabib in the UFC. Khabib, his father, has passed away due to COVID-19. If you want to go ahead and look a little bit more locally here in the United States of America, Karl Anthony Towns, mom has passed away due to COVID-19. Russell Wilson, who's been an advocate for, hey, we need to know and understand the protocols. He might be a celebrity here in the United States of America. He might be married to a big R&B singer and dancer, Ciara. She's a celebrity in her own right. They just had a child. So these are issues that athletes and NFL players have to deal with just like everyone else because they're human. So you want to talk about a trend? I don't think it's a trend of these folks opting out. I think it's a matter of reality. I know you're a fan of the Chicago Bears, and Eddie Goldman is not going to be playing. And I mean, even if you go ahead and you look over to the AFC East, it's like, oh, well, what New England Patriot is out next? Patrick Chung. I mean, he just agreed to a 2-year extension with the New England Patriots. Well, that's gotten pushed back a year. He'll go ahead and that'll get pushed back next year. He ain't playing. It's really that simple. We've spoken to the McCourty twins, Devin and Jason. They expressed a few weeks ago when they were right here on the JR Sport Brief Show. They have said, you know what? I don't know what the protocols are. We don't know. You know, so we also have, let's go further down the line if you want to continue with the New England Patriots. We have Dante Hightower, okay? This guy is one of the defensive leaders on the team, something that kept the New England Patriots in contention last year. 70 tackles, 5.5 sacks. He's not playing because of issues at home and his family and wanting to keep them safe. So this isn't a trend. This is really a lot of the same thing that everybody's having to deal with. Tough choices that have to be made. You know what? If we all had enough money, then I'd bet a lot of us wouldn't go to work. We'd be happy to stay at home. We'd be happy to disappear on an island that isn't affected. But this is not the reality. And it doesn't matter if there's more money at stake. You know, players have to be conscious and understand of what their position is as well. And the New England Patriots have been hit hard, and we've had other players and coaches across the league. I mean, if you go ahead and look at Marquise Goodwin of the Eagles, I mean, he had his own comments and thoughts about not playing this season. Take a listen.
This is my reason, y'all. She is the reason I'm opting out for this season. After choosing football so many times, I feel like I'm inclined to make the right decision by finally choosing my family first. And that's real talk. It's known that the NFL is implementing safety protocols to combat COVID pandemic, as well as other professional sporting leagues. I won't take the chance of experiencing another loss because of my selfish decision making. I can't do it. It's not something I'm willing to live with. Therefore, I've chosen to opt out for playing only for this season.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Marquise Goodwin and his family, you may have heard his baby girl in the background. This baby was born in February. His wife, unfortunately, has suffered multiple miscarriages. And we know that he was brought into the Eagles to basically go out there and be a burner with Jalen Reagor and try to light up that offense. Well, we won't see that now. So we want to talk about what is in the best interest of each individual player. Those are some of the examples. You know, I tell folks all the time, athletes are human beings. They do have families. You know, money doesn't change every single circumstance and every single aspect of their life. It really doesn't. They are still human beings and they still have families. Okay, Bruce Arians, you know, he's going to be coaching Tom Terrific and Tom Brady down in Tampa. You know, he made his own comments about the league and the safety protocols.
I'm very comfortable with our protocols. Now that I've gotten used to the protocols, you know, we had a week of staff meetings where we went through all the protocols, how to teach with a mask on and all the things that we're going to do differently. I'm very, very comfortable with it. As far as on the field, I'll maintain a mask and probably a shield just for personal use and coach like I've always coached.
As well he should. I mean, if when I say by you, I'm talking about the NFL and the Players Association. If you all decide to play, if you're giving players the option of play, if you're going to figure out the protocols, then go for it. Players have the option of opting out, having their contract pushed back. They can get a stipend for this season, still get paid their cash for next year. You got the option. So if you are comfortable enough to go out and play, then by all means, go out and try. Do the best that you can. If you're not comfortable, it's real simple. Sit out. Nobody's forcing anyone to play. If you're out there on the field, you're out there because you want to be out there. So in the case of the New England Patriots, you know, we've had multiple players who have decided, you know what? This is not worth it for me right now. And we all know the New England Patriots, they are in a position, they are in a transition space right now. You have brought in Cam Newton. Tom Brady is with Bruce Arians, who you just heard down in Tampa Bay. And look, there's nothing that you can just sit down and write in stone for this year. Nobody knows what's going to happen. I mean, if we want to go ahead and look at a strength of the New England Patriots, it was their defense. We can certainly have uncertainties when it comes to the insertion of Cam Newton at the quarterback position. We don't know what's going to happen with the defense right now. And I'm sure as we progress through the next several weeks, the next several months, look at Major League Baseball. You got to be ready for some change. You got to be ready to duck and dodge some punches. You got to be ready to get hit in the mouth. You got to be prepared for it all, especially in a sport that is full contact, especially for a sport like Major League Baseball that is not going to be operating in a bubble. There is no solid answer. There is no perfect scenario for the NFL. Especially when we've now multiplied the amount of players who are going to be involved in having a season. I want to bring your attention to a tweet that I received. You can also tweet me anytime at JR Sport Brief. Earlier today, I asked everyone, with all the folks who were deciding to opt out, I said, do you think the NFL season is going to go start to finish with no problem? And Wavy516 tweeted back to me. Wavy said, I doubt it. 53 to 55 players on a roster, plus a lot of stubborn, rich, spoiled players on a team. Somebody is going to violate whatever rules they put in place at some point, guaranteed. And I hope Wavy is wrong. But if it turns out to be true that this is something that happened with the Miami Marlins, that one player decided to step out, and now we have approximately 20 members of the Marlins organization that now have to deal with COVID-19, that we now have three other Major League Baseball teams whose schedules are now affected, what is that going to look like when we obviously have an increased number of players involved in the National Football League? I'd say the odds are not in the NFL's favor that they can go ahead and move forward scot-free without a problem. And I would also suspect that with all of the players that are being tested and have been tested today, the players that will be tested tomorrow, you can bet, and I wouldn't be surprised if tomorrow the story is, or Thursday the story is, the amount of positive tests that have come in from NFL players. We have to be prepared for that. But one thing I don't know is, how is the NFL going to keep their players safe? How are you going to keep them safe throughout training camp? How are you going to trust that they will not go out and contract the virus no different than this Miami Marlins player or player who's been alleged to do so? There's no easy or simple answer. I mean, if we're going on the honor system, if we're going on trust, it's like, getting on a subway. It's like, hey, you got the option to hop. You got the option to pay. And every now and then, you're going to run the risk if you hop. Every now and then, you might meet an officer on the other side of the turnstile who's waiting and looking and lurking. Well, in the case of COVID-19, it's always sitting and waiting and lurking. And it's up to you to try to be safe, not only for yourself, but for your teammates. Well, we know that isn't always the case. People aren't always considerate of themselves, let alone to be considerate for someone else. So if you want to talk about how this is going to affect the NFL, good luck to the players. Good luck to the teams. I hope that they can hold each other accountable to holding and having a safe NFL season. But I think it's inevitable that they will have some type of issue. And like Major League Baseball, they have to be prepared to stick and move, take the punches as they go along, and try to operate in a safe space and really hope that no one really, really gets sick. Nobody wants that. That would be worst case scenario. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you expect from the NFL this upcoming season? What do you expect from the New England Patriots? What is this season going to look like for the Pats? What is it going to look like for the entire NFL? We're going to take your phone calls, and in about 25 minutes from now, we're going to chat it up with former quarterback wrecker in the NFL, Hugh Douglas. Don't you move. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the NFL. Multiple players are sitting out, some big names, especially on the New England Patriots. Dante Hightower is going to be out. Patrick Chung. You go to the Eagles, one of their new burners. Marquise Goodwin is going to be sitting out. They have their own individual reasons. A lot have to do with health. Some players are sitting out for financial reasons. If, for whatever reason the season gets canceled, they don't want to lose some of that guaranteed cash and that guaranteed money. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the New England Patriots? What are your thoughts on the NFL season? And as I go to the phone lines, I can't help but notice and pay attention. Me and producer Stu were talking about this. Over in Major League Baseball, you want to talk about social distancing. The Los Angeles Dodgers right now are beating the Houston Astros 5-2, but not without sending some pitches up and in and behind some of their batters, whether it be Bregman or Correa. And Dusty Baker is certainly not happy about that. I think Dusty needs to maybe stay away from some of the umpires. They're getting pretty close there. So you want to talk about social distancing. None of that right now in Houston as the Dodgers and the Astros go head-to-head. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines. In 17 minutes, we're going to chat it up with Hugh Douglas of 92.9 The Game. Let's talk to Marco in Charlotte, North Carolina. Marco, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the NFL season?
Hey, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking the call.
Absolutely. Shoot, Marco.
Hey, this is what we do right here. Half of the season has already been is already bubble anyway. And when I say that the players are going to stay in a hotel. So what you do is every NFL team move into a hotel and use the bus system, obviously, for their transportation to and from games. And they already charter a plane, and so and have one already staged for you know, already quarantined per se, because 8 games is already on the road, and you already have to do that formula anyway. So the only thing that has to happen is the 8 home teams have to quarantine the players at least for 4 weeks to see if this thing kind of balances itself out, and then you can go from there.
Well, Marco, how realistic do you think that, players are going to be home? And this is a large amount of players. What are the odds that you got 90 or let's say, okay, we get to regular season. We got 53 players plus we have staff. What are the odds that every single player is going to follow protocol?
Well, that's the whole purpose in putting them in the hotel, because then you can't go anywhere. And most hotels, especially in most major cities, or all major cities, they have a hotel that has a boardroom, that has meeting space that they can have their meetings in. They have restaurants inside the hotel. And so it'll be essentially what the NBA is doing. It's just you'll be doing it in your home stadium. So let's say, for instance, the Washington Redskins are playing Carolina. Well, they have to go on the road. It doesn't matter, because they essentially are doing the same thing. They're going to a hotel. They're going to use public. They're going to use charter buses. They're going to fly on a charter plane. And so it's only 8. You know what I mean?
Well,
so
Marco, I understand everything you're saying, and I have spent time, and I've seen this myself. You know, before Saints home games, I don't know if this is a practice that they still go by. But the New Orleans Saints, the night before the game, they stay across the street. Okay, I don't know if they want me sharing that or saying that, but that's what they've done, and that's what they've done for years. But my only point is, and thank you, Marco, for calling up from Charlotte, I don't care what city it is. You're not going to guarantee that you're going to have 53 guys stay in a hotel in any city. Okay, I can tell you, as someone who has traveled across the country for years, you get to a city, I don't care how nice the hotel is, eventually you want to go out and see what the city has to offer, especially when folks have been cooped up for months. I wouldn't expect any more, any different. It's just human nature. Unless you're going to put physical shackles and detection devices, or, you know, what are the things that you put on your dog to make sure your dog doesn't run off the property? Unless you're going to put collars like that on the players, there's no guarantee. I mean, if what happened with the Marlins is actually true, it only took one Miami Marlin. It only took one to go outside at minimum. And we saw what's happened. Let's talk to Ronnie in Baltimore. Ronnie, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead. Ronnie.
Hey.
Go ahead, Ronnie. Shoot.
Hey, how you doing there, JR?
I'm good, Ronnie. What's going on? I bring you on, I pass you the ball, and you're pump faking, Ronnie. Come on.
Yeah, first of all, I thank you for what you did out of North Carolina, and I thank you for your platform. And what I think, this is a good platform that now that these NFL players have this platform, they can use it to become partial owners, whatever, and have a leg to stand on, and I appreciate you. I'm out of Baltimore. I thank you, man. You think you was a beast out of North Carolina.
Okay, well, thank you, Ronnie, for calling up from Baltimore. I'm not too sure what Ronnie was referring to out of North Carolina. I think he may be mixing up JRs. I know the JR, my good old buddy Jim Ross. I know the other JR out of Dallas, who shot JR. And there's JR Smith. And then there's me, myself, JR. Let me ask Producer Stu. Producer Stu, is there another JR that I've missed? JR Ryder, is there another JR?
Oh, yeah, JR Ryder's a good one. I was thinking JR Smith because he, I think he was committed to go to North Carolina. So maybe, I don't know. That's,
yeah, and then JR Smith decided to come right out of New Jersey and go into the NBA. So, yeah, not too sure what that caller was talking about, but I appreciate the sentiment anyway. There's no doubt about that. So, look, when it comes down to the NFL, good luck. They obviously have a lot of issues, a lot of questions that they have to go ahead and figure out themselves. And I would guess and hope that they learn from Major League Baseball. The NFL has always had the benefit of the doubt to wait. The season just finished. They had to look at the NBA pause. They had to look at the NHL pause. They had to look at the Major League Baseball delay and whole mess that they had of deciding to come back. And it hasn't been easy. Well, time's up for the NFL right now. You got to get these players ready. You have to get them into camp. And you have to hope that they can get through training camp and then move forward towards a regular season with no issues. And I think the first step, and I don't think people need to go jumping off of a cliff. I don't think people need to over-exaggerate what the issues are. I think we need to understand that over the next several days, with all of these players, hundreds of players that are going to be tested, that we're going to have positive test results. Get prepared for that. Be prepared for the NFL, just like Major League Baseball, to kind of take the punches as they go along. I think the NFL has more of a plan. At least they're more straightforward about it, even if they are guarded about it. I think the NFL knows exactly what they are doing. Don't you move, because coming back right now after the break, we're going to chat it up with Hugh Douglas of 92.9 The Game, former All-Pro. I'm going to get his opinion on this. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. With NFL players reporting to training camp, I had to bring on a former Pro Bowler, a former All-Pro, a former Rookie of the Year, someone currently hosting on 92.9 The Game. He hosts the morning show in Atlanta. It's my main man, Hugh Douglas. Hugh, how you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How you doing? How you doing out there?
I'm good. It's great to be chatting up with you. There's a lot I want to talk to you about. Obviously, NFL training camps are underway. This is odder than any year in the past. Players are basically showing up, getting tested, virtual meetings. We won't see them in pads until like the third week. How is play ultimately going to be impacted if we could even get dudes on the field in September?
Oh, man, it's going to be terrible. I mean, I don't even know any other word to use to describe it. Horrible, terrible, timing's going to be off, sloppy, all of that. It's not going to be the football that we were accustomed to seeing last year, you know, during the preseason and things of that nature. So, I mean, it's going to be an adjustment. And I think that if we do have it, people are going to have to understand that it's not going to look like it looked in the past for us.
Well, when you say that it's going to be terrible, and if we do have it, what is your confidence level that we're going to see an NFL season take place without no major changes or adjustments to the calendar or schedule?
You know, that's a good question. I'm pretty confident that with the way that it's being handled, that there is going to be a football season. I think that you have to look to baseball and how they've handled their COVID situation so far, and how they're going to try to push through this. I think that when you look at everything that has happened and you look at some of the models, and the NFL has stated on more than one occasion that they've looked at every angle. So to me, I would think that some of the angles that they actually looked at were the fact that, you know, guys are going to test positive, and how are you going to move forward with the season on that 53-man roster. That to me sounds like there's going to be a lot of opportunities for a lot of young guys to play if they can stay healthy.
Health is the key word and name of the game. We're chatting it up with Hugh Douglas. Let me ask you, Hugh, would you feel comfortable playing right now based on what you know?
You know what's funny? I was asked this question a little while ago, And I would honestly say that I think that in my younger days when I was playing and I didn't have a family, that I would probably try to risk it. But as I got older and I got married and I had young children, I think it would be a lot harder. Because as we all know, you know, when you're married, that's your wife or your significant other, that's that voice of reason. That's that one that lets you know that, hey, you know, it's bigger than just football. So I would think that with all of those intangibles being involved, yeah, it would be kind of tough for me to walk out there on the field and still be able to, you know, go home and look my family in the eyes and make sure that they're safe. Because it's all about keeping them safe at that point.
Well, we've certainly seen a lot of players today. I don't want to say a lot, but some big names, you know, Marquise Goodwin with the Eagles, Hightower and Pat Chung out in New England. They've decided to opt out for this season. Do you believe we're going to see more players opt out as we kind of go through the process?
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. You're talking about Dante Hightower. The wife just had a baby not too long ago. Marquise Goodwin, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he has a young family. His wife has had some issues that I read when she was pregnant before. So that's what I'm talking about right there, JR. Looking at it, and you know how we always talk about family first. That's going to be tested. That's exactly what guys are looking at right now, protecting their family, keeping everybody safe. And they're realizing once you get older and you have a family that there are more important things than just playing football.
All right, Hugh Douglas is on the line with us, former Pro Bowler, current host, morning show, 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. Talking about some actual product on the field, this was a wild weekend for fans of the New York Jets, for fans of the Seattle Seahawks. Jamal Adams, one of the best safeties in the league. We know he's in Seattle right now. And he kind of helped his way out by tweeting his way out. You used to play for the New York Jets. Bill Parcells came in. You were traded out to Philly. What do you think about the way Jamal Adams kind of helped nudge his way out the door and be traded?
You know, I didn't have social media like they have, the young Thundercats have nowadays. I'm pretty sure that in his mind, he kind of knew that by him saying some of the things that he said, that would get him out of New York. Not a big fan of going to Twitter and airing your grievances. Not a big fan of that. But for him, he felt that was the best route for him to go because I guess the wheels weren't moving fast enough for him. Me, it was a different route. It was more of a hush-hush thing. It was more of a behind-closed-doors thing. And at the end of the day, I ended up getting shipped off to Philadelphia. I have nothing bad to say about the city of New York, the New York Jets, or anything like that. This is just the world we live in, JR. You know, and it's funny. To me, the funniest thing is the clapback that Le'Veon Bell had.
Yes.
And Le'Veon Bell is the guy who, if I'm not mistaken, didn't he kind of go? He kind of went the same route on Twitter
to get out of
Pittsburgh.
He was real active on social.
Man, and so it's like, dude, you like everybody has their way to get what they want, and you know, you can't be mad at a person if they feel that strongly about their situation, how they go about trying to get out of their situation.
Well, we're chatting it up with Hugh Douglas. I got to ask you, Hugh, there are a lot of fans of the New York Jets, whether it's yourself, whether it's a Keyshawn Johnson, whether it's a Jamal Adams. You don't get more than 2 or 3 years with a superstar player. What would you tell a New York Jets fan who's just continually feeling like they're on a rat wheel?
Whoa, wow, a rat wheel.
It's just going on and on and on.
I know a lot of diehard Jet fans, man. Hang in there. This too shall pass, I guess. I mean, New York's a great place to play, man. I mean, it is. You know, coming a kid from the Midwest going to New York, I had a ball when I was there. Had a ball. But, you know, just like anything, they are winning cures everything. And I think that basically, if you start doing that a little bit more, I mean, the players will come. The players will come.
All right, we heard it from Hugh Douglas. The players will come. Hopefully Joe Douglas can help out the fans of the New York Jets. Kind of switching gears, the New York Jets got 2 first-rounders in exchange for Jamal Adams. We know McDougal is going to be on his way as well. what the hell is this college football season going to look like? What is next year going to look like? Do you think we're going to see players like Trevor Lawrence who are just going to throw their hands up and say, I'm not playing at all, I'm waiting for the draft?
That's a strong possibility, because now we're talking about pushing, we're talking about pushing the college football season. Well, we have pushed it back. It's being pushed back. And you're talking about now some guys that are, like, since it's going to be pushed back, overlapping into another college season. Basically what I'm saying is they're not going to have that much time to rest before the draft. So I think that a lot of kids are going to look at that. Like, Trevor Lawrence is still going to be probably the first overall draft pick. The guys that are going to suffer from this, JR, are going to be the guys, the bubble guys, the guys that needed that junior or senior year to show the NFL how they've improved. Now, the guys that have already put in work and put it down, like Trevor Lawrence, he's going to be fine. He's going to still – his draft status is not going to be impacted by this. It's those other guys that probably didn't go to a Power 5 school that were probably needed that senior year, like I said, or that junior year to show how dominant they are to woo the scouts a little bit. That's where it's going to be tough. You're talking about scouts that graded guys and scouted guys from last year, the year that we had the regular football season, that are probably going to get drafted and going to still be a little raw. It's going to be – the impact of what we're going through right now is going to be felt for a couple of years. That's for sure.
I think in Trevor Lawrence's case, it's going to be a whole lifetime. I believe he just got engaged at 20 years old, so good luck to him.
Oh, yeah, congratulations to him, man. He's probably, you know, I don't know about getting married that early, but, I mean, hey, to each his own. I congratulate him, and, you know, hey, Godspeed.
That's about all we can say. We're chatting up with Hugh Douglas. Well, Hugh, you went to Central State in Ohio. HBCUs, historically black colleges, are really going to be affected with the cancellation of games. What does this mean for HBCUs and their football programs moving forward? They don't got no SEC money like that.
Yeah, you know what, man? I was thinking about that, man. And, you know, football for a lot of schools is a big money getter, big revenue winner for every school, basically. And a lot of times that money that the football program brings in helps fund other schools. And, you know, as JR, to be honest, I was a little bit concerned about that. You hear about the SWAC, the MEAC, the SIC, the SIAC, all of those schools have canceled their football season. And knowing the impact that's going to have on their budget is going to be tough. I know a couple coaches from my school personally that had to be let go because of the impact of not having football season. But at the same time, I feel like this. HBCUs know how to operate with small budgets. They know how to operate when people are working against them. You know, I went to a state-funded school, Central State, that for many years you always heard about them having trouble getting funding just to keep going. HBCUs will survive this. It's going to be a little tight, and you know, we as African-Americans, we always have to adjust and pull our bootstraps up to make it through. I don't see this situation being any different. I don't, and I think that they'll be okay. It's gonna, like I said, it's going to be tight, but I think that they'll survive this.
Hugh Douglas is on the line with us. Speaking of money, we say HBCUs will survive. Someone who is not going to have any money issues for his life is Patrick Mahomes, him and his $503 million contract. We know that earlier today he got a minority stake in the guys across the street or across the parking lot with the Kansas City Royals. Did you ever think that we would see players with contracts this large and have this type of business influence in 2020 when you were playing?
I didn't. You know, it's funny, man, and never be upset with the money that other players make because I've made a nice little piece of change when I played in the NFL, no question about that. But when I think back on my first contract that I had, and then I think about the other ones that I have had, and these kids are making that out the gate and then some, and then if they play well, they're making enough money to have generational wealth. And I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, like I guess Chris Rock was telling a joke one time, Shaq is rich. The guy that signed Shaq check is wealthy. And that's what it's all about. It's all about being wealthy, Jared. We try to get wealth up in this state. We try to build wealth. We try to build legacies and have trust funds and stuff like that for our children's children.
I think we're certainly on the way with that. Future opportunities are coming on down the line. Let me tell you, the next 20 years between your Pat Mahomes and your LeBron James and the type of money these players are generating, this cash is going to go outside of athletics. And I think it's certainly a beautiful thing. I got to ask you before we run out of here, Hugh, we've seen the NFL – their stance on issues of racism has adjusted over the past few months, as a lot of people's stances here in the country have. What do you think about the authenticity of their message, or Roger Goodell now saying that we made a mistake, Black lives do matter? Do you believe we will see functional change outside of, you know, imagery or writing a check?
You know what, Jay, I hope so, man. I mean, that's a tough question to answer, because I think on some level, we have been down this road before when it comes to the message and trying to get people to understand what we're trying to say. Now, I applaud all the kids and all the youth that have been a part of this. But to your point, you know, talking about it is one thing. We got to be about it. And this is something that we've seen in so many different examples that's not going to happen overnight. I think that we need to figure out a way to keep the momentum. I think it is possible, but at the same time, I'm a little leery, you know, because we've seen things like this happen before, but I am being optimistic about it all.
No choice but to be optimistic. We've been chatting it up with former quarterback, wrecker, pro bowler, all-pro Hugh Douglas, currently host of the morning show with John Fricke, 92.9 The Game, at our affiliate down in Atlanta. Hugh, I appreciate the time, my man. Where can people find you and keep up with you?
Yes, I'm a Big Hugh 5'3 on Twitter. And, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tune in on theradio.com, man. Come check us out, man.
You heard it from Hugh Douglas himself. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.